KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes hope to close out the basketball season as NIT champions when they take on Baylor tonight in New York City's Madison Square Garden. The Hawkeyes are 25-12 and advance to the title game with a 71-60 victory over Maryland in Tuesday night's semifinal round. They'll take on a Baylor team tonight that's 22-14 and posted a 76-70 win over Brigham Young on Tuesday night.
You know, I think when you take the floor, you know, you're focused, you have pressure that you put on yourself to perform your best. Every time we take the floor at this level, it's a big crowd, it's a big deal. And, well, this is a bigger deal, you know, and you have a chance to hang a banner, you have a chance to wear a ring for the rest of your life. And so I think everybody recognizes it's a little different. But at the same time, you want to approach it such that you're going through the normal business-like approach you normally do.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says a victory would be a great way to cap off the season.
A tournament of this caliber and this venue, with a tremendous amount of Hawkeye fans in the building, for a team that's really come together at the right time, it would be just a tremendous feeling.
Sophomore forward Aaron White says after missing out on the NCAA tournament, the Hawkeyes have made the most out of this opportunity.
It shows the character of our guys. You know, not to just mail it in and, you know, be disappointed in something that we didn't do or opportunities that we missed throughout the season. You know, we took this as a challenge, and to a man, everyone's been playing their best basketball lately.
Freshman guard Mike Gasell says the Hawkeyes are playing their best basketball of the season.
We're playing with a tremendous confidence right now. You know, every time we step out there, we just believe that we're the best team on the floor and that we're going to win the game. And you got to have those thoughts to make runs into tournaments like this. And, you know, and we're playing really well together, and that's another key for us.
It'll be the final game in the Hawkeye career of senior Eric May, and he says he'd like to go out with a victory.
Yeah, it means a lot. Just sticking with it. You know, I never had any doubts about where we were going and that we would get to this point. But that's why I stuck with it, because I believed in this program, and that's what it is. I mean, we all believe in each other.
A victory would give Iowa its first NIT title. Baylor's trying to become the first Big 12 team to win the tournament. We'll have the game for you tonight here on KJAN. Pre-game coverage getting underway at 7 o'clock. Tip-off set for just after 8 o'clock at New York City's Madison Square Garden. In other basketball news, Sherrod Wright had 20 points and 10 rebounds, and Brian Allen added 15 points as George Mason kept its season alive with a 73-66 win over Santa Clara in Game 2 of the College Basketball Invitational Finals. The finale is a best-of-three championship, so it'll be decided tonight, or Friday night, rather, when they play again at George Mason University. Well, Pac-12 Player of the Year and leading scorer Alan Crabb will forego his senior season at California and enter this summer's NBA draft. The junior guard made the long-expected announcement through the school. Crabb, the conference freshman of the year in 2011, ranks 10th on the school's career scoring list with 1,537 points in 98 games. Rutgers has fired basketball coach Mike Rice after a videotape aired showing him shoving, grabbing, and throwing balls at players in practice. The videotape has prompted scores of outraged social media comments as well as sharp criticism from Governor Chris Christie. The head of the New Jersey Assembly called for Rice to be fired. Rice was relieved of his duties after three largely unsuccessful seasons at the Big East school. There'll be a national search to replace him. Rutgers athletic director Tim Pernetti was given a copy of the video in November. After hiring independent investigators to analyze the tape, he suspended Rice for 3 games and fined him $50,000. Minnesota has picked 30-year-old up-and-comer Richard Pitino to take over for Tubby Smith. The university announced on Wednesday evening that it's reached an agreement to bring Pitino to the Golden Gophers after one season at Florida International. Athletic director Norwood Teague says full terms of the contract will be finished later in the week. In his only season at Florida International, Pitino led the Panthers to an 18-14 record, the school's first winning season in 13 years. Pitino's father, Rick, is the head coach at Louisville. The University of New Mexico is giving former head coach Steve Alford until the end of this month to pay a $1 million buyout. Alford announced last Saturday that he would be leaving the Lobos to take the head coaching job at UCLA. Alford had just agreed to a new 10-year contract with New Mexico that would have been worth some $2 million a year. Under the new agreement, if Alford took another job prior to April 1st of 2015, he or his new employer would owe New Mexico $1 million. Reggie Theus is returning to college basketball to coach the men's team at Cal State Northridge. Theus succeeds Bobby Braswell, who was fired March 17th after 17 years that included three 20-win seasons, two NCAA tournament appearances, and a 251-258 record. Siena introduced former Loyola of Maryland coach Jimmy Patsos to take over for them, as says he's lucky to be at the Loudonville, New York school. In the NBA last night, Brooklyn beat Cleveland 113-95. It was New York over Atlanta 95-82. Charlotte beat Philadelphia 88-83. Toronto down Washington 88-78. Boston a winner over Detroit 98-93. Minnesota beat Milwaukee 107-98. It was San Antonio getting by Orlando 98-84. Denver beat Utah 113-96. Houston a winner over Sacramento 112-102. Memphis beat Portland 94-76. Golden State by 10 over New Orleans 98-88. The LA Clippers outscored Phoenix 126-101. In the National Hockey League last night, Philadelphia beat Montreal 5-3. It was the New York Rangers topping Pittsburgh 6-1. Anaheim beat Dallas 5-2. Edmonton over Calgary 8-2. And San Jose doubled up Minnesota 4-2. In Major League Baseball action last night, Cliff Pennington's single in the 16th inning brought home Jason Kubel from second base to give the Arizona Diamondbacks a 10-9 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in a game that didn't end until early this morning. At 5 hours and 32 minutes, it was the longest game at home in Diamondbacks history as far as time elapsed. It also tied for the longest home game in terms of innings. Yadier Molina drove in three runs, including a leadoff homer that put St. Louis up 8-7 in the seventh inning, but Aaron Hill's RBI single tied it at 8 before the two teams each scored a run in the 12th. The Diamondbacks came from behind four times to either take the lead or tie the game. Paul Goldschmidt and Martin Prado each hit two-run homers, and Gerardo Parra also homered, tripled, and singled for the Diamondbacks. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Chicago 3-0, Washington dumping Miami 3-0, Atlanta over Philadelphia 9-2, the Mets beat San Diego 8-4, Colorado outscored Milwaukee 7-3, and San Francisco 5-3 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Adam Dunn homered, and the Chicago White Sox went deep four times to back a solid start by Jake Peavy in a 5-2 win over Kansas City yesterday. Tyler Flowers, Diane Viciado, and Alexei Ramirez also connected, and the White Sox made it two straight wins to start the season after dropping 12 of 18 to Kansas City a year ago. The Royals, full of optimism after posting the Majors' best record in spring training, will try to avoid a season-opening sweep today. Dunn had two hits and scored twice. He led off the second with his 407th career homer, and Flowers opened the third with his second shot. Peavy allowed one earned run and four hits over six innings, striking out six and walking no one in picking up his first win of the season. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas beat Houston 4-0, Minnesota edging Detroit 3-2, Boston beat the New York Yankees 7-4, Cleveland needed 11 innings to beat Toronto 3-2, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 8-7, and Oakland beat Seattle 6-2. One interleague game saw Cincinnati beat the LA Angels by a score of 5-4. Well, it wouldn't be fair to pin Iowa's underperforming passing game on its wide receivers. It was everyone's fault. The Hawkeyes ranked 102nd in the nation with 187.4 yards passing and third worst with just seven touchdown passes. Wide receivers coach Eric Campbell has been replaced with Bobby Kennedy, who worked at Texas with offensive coordinator Greg Davis. Kennedy says he's been impressed by Iowa's enthusiasm and desire to improve. Kennedy says he can tell the Hawkeyes were embarrassed by a 4-8 record and they want to turn that program back around. And Lolo Jones' first priority is the U.S. bobsled team. But the former Olympian will return to the track later this month when she competes in the women's 100-meter hurdles at the Drake Relays.
She's going to run. She's excited about running. I spoke to her sister this morning. Lolo's here. She's going to be here. She's going to be ready to run. She knows it's a tough field. She knows she's coming off of the bobsledding, but she's ready to run. She's practicing today, and I hear that things are going well.
That's Relays director Brian Brown, who has put together a strong field for Jones to compete against.
We have seven of the eight lanes, seven of them are ranked in the top 10 in the world. When you look at the world rankings and you look at the top 10, and it's only they go to 10, seven of those are in the eight lanes at the Drake Relays this year.
Well, Jones will be coming home to run. She, of course, is a Des Moines native. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.